Presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
February 11, 5:45 America, New York, Australia declares koalas endangered species. Bushfires, drought, and land clearing have driven the marsupials one step closer to extinction. The Australian authorities officially listed koalas as an endangered species in three states across the east coast on Friday, in order to ensure additional government protection to the dwindling populations. February 11, 5:34 America, New York, Trudeau warns blockade is causing real harm to workers, as U.S. urges Canada to use federal powers. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he convened several meetings in a bid to bring the blockade to an end. February 11, 5:25 America, New York, ex-BBC journalist Andrew North, kidnapped by the Taliban according to reports. We'll be bringing you the very latest updates, pictures and video on this breaking news story. February 11, 5:17 America, New York, UK lifts all testing requirements for vaccinated travellers. Vaccinated travellers can now enter Britain without taking any coronavirus tests. February 11, 5:16 America, New York, UK economic growth compared to World War II levels. Despite strong growth, British GDP is yet to reach pre-pandemic levels. The British economy grew by 7.5% in 2021, following a slump of nearly 10% the year before when COVID-19 lockdowns and enduring restrictions disrupted economic activity, the Office for National Statistics, ONS, said on Friday. February 11, 5:06 America, New York, attacks in North Benin Park kill 8, including French citizen. A Benin government spokesman says that attacks by suspected Islamic extremists in northern Benin have killed at least 8 people, including army soldiers, park rangers and a French instructor. February 11, 5 o'clock America, New York, shining a spotlight on the art of translation. Jennifer Croft, who translates the Nobel Prize-winning Polish novelist Olga Tokarczuk, is leading a push for her peers and their work to receive more recognition. The translator Jennifer Croft will no longer work with publishers who don't put her name on the cover. February 11, 4:57 America, New York, Macron refused to take Russian COVID test. A source says the health procedure was unacceptable amid reports France was protecting Mr. Macron's DNA. February 11, 4:54 America, New York, UK defense secretary in Moscow amid Ukraine tensions. Britain's defense secretary is visiting Moscow for talks on easing tensions amid massive Russian war games near Ukraine. February 11, 4:48 America, New York, koala declared endangered as disease, lost habitat take toll. Koalas have been declared officially endangered in eastern Australia as they succumb to disease, lost habitat and other threats. February 11, 4:37 America, New York, man who plunged from third floor window was hiding dad's mummified body under his bed. Authorities are now trying to uncover how the 83-year-old died after discovering his body while his injured son, 54, was being treated and taken to hospital. February 11, 4:36 America, New York, why Winter Olympic athletes like Eileen Gu are getting caught up in U.S.-China tensions. The International Olympic Committee insists that politics and the Olympics don't mix. But despite their best efforts, some athletes at this year's Winter Games are finding themselves caught up in the U.S.-China spat, adding an additional layer of stress to the pressure of competition and tough COVID-19 restrictions. February 11, 4:29 America, New York, police used force, including tasers, against 1,000s of pregnant women, media. In more than half of arrests of women who were possibly expecting a baby, some form of force was reportedly used by London police. February 11, 4:26 America, New York, top German court rejects injunction against vaccine mandate. Germany's constitutional court has refused to temporarily block the implementation of a coronavirus vaccine mandate for care and health workers that is due to come into force in mid-March. CNN World News. February 11, 4:21 America, New York, Boris Johnson's go-to economic boast obscures the painful truth. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is fond of saying the United Kingdom has the fastest-growing economy in the G7. February 11, 409 America, New York, NASA worried about Starlink Gen 2 deployment. New satellites could interfere with space missions. NASA expressed concern regarding SpaceX's plan to deploy more satellites for its Starlink Gen 2 project, in a letter submitted on Monday to the Federal Communications Commission, FCC. February 11, 4 o'clock America, New York, for Chinese still trapped in the pandemic, the Olympics give a spark of pride. Emotion surrounding the games in China run the gamut and include, for some, being put off by the glitzy display amid daily hardships. February 11, 3:58 America, New York, China claims arrests of human traffickers in chained woman case. Officials say they have arrested two people in connection with the case that caused massive outrage. February 11, 3:55 America, New York, U.S. greenlights sale of F-15 jets to Asian nation. The U.S. State Department has said that aiding Indonesia's security efforts is vital to America's national interests. February 11, 3:49 America, New York, war preparations, in full swing, by the Ukrainian armed forces, Russia's spy chief says. Sergei Naryshkin, head of SVR Foreign Intelligence, says Ukraine are ready for war, as he described reports of Russian hostility as a blatant lie by the West. February 11, 3:41 America, New York, Australia declares koalas an endangered species. Years of drought, fires and habitat loss have drastically reduced the population of the iconic marsupial. February 11, 3:40 America, New York, Pentagon unsure about key detail in raid that killed ISIS leader, media. Pentagon is still uncertain about civilian casualties and who had detonated a bomb that killed the terrorist leader, reports say. February 11, 3:38 America, New York, Preet Condi becomes first woman of color to trek solo to South Pole. English Army Captain Preet Condi has become the first woman of color to ski alone to the South Pole. CBS News correspondent Roxana Sabari caught up with her in London after Condi returned from the treacherous mission faced by few polar explorers before, where she endured temperatures down to 60 below zero and 60 mph winds. February 11, 3:30 America, New York, snake on a plane terrifies passengers after being spotted slithering through cabin. The domestic Air Asia flight AK5748 was traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Tawau, when passengers and crew spotted the slender reptile working its way through the cabin.